Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, if somebody, you know, forced me to tell them what my favorite wine region in France was, I would have to say it's the Rhone. And that really encompasses quite a few regions and quite a few producers. And it's very common to find a house that's producing down there that has multiple appellations. And sometimes it's really fun to compare the house style across those appellations.
I couldn't agree with you more. As some of you may know, my wife and I returned relatively recently from a trip to the Rhone. And one of the areas that we spent a fair amount of time in is the greater Côte du Rhône area, which then, of course, breaks down into Châteauneuf-du-Pape and Vacquerat and Gigondas. In any event, we had the opportunity to visit among the properties two really interesting ones, which are sort of the polar opposites of what you see in the Rhone Valley.
Okay.
One of them is a property called Château Montredon, which is a very old, venerable property that has just, you know, beautiful facilities, and I mean, it's very impressive, and the wines are very, very well put together.
Top tier.
They've got great structure, great overall elegance, etc. And then you contrast that with Domaine Galvin, which is a relatively new, in this, you know, like 15 to 20 year old. Venture. It has one of the few female winemakers, Coralie, and I visited then. And when you go to visit her, it's completely the other side. We're sitting in a barn in her property, tasting wines that she's pouring. Meanwhile, she's just come back from crush, so she's got grape stains on the back of her trousers. She was absolutely wonderful, and it was a great opportunity to sort of see both sides of the spectrum. And you know what? Both of these producers are doing absolutely fabulous work at, I think, relatively good value points.
Okay.
So we'll start with the 2011 Château Montredon Côte du Rhône Rouge. This is, you know, it's going to be a classic example of big-time Grenache and a little bit of Syrah blended together. It's got everything you're looking for from a good Côte du Rhône, because it's a Montredon, it's probably a little sleeker and a little more elegant than some. But it's just a good value. Drinking red wine comes in at about $16 a bottle. So
it's very good.
That's a pretty good value.
In fact, that is, yeah.
Now, to move up to their big dog is the Châteauneuf-du-Pape, obviously. And this is Grenache Syrah with some Mourvèdre and then a number of other smaller grapes blended in. This is a very elegant wine. You're going to have lots and lots of layers here, wonderful overall aromatics, and then, again, beautiful structure. But there's a silkiness here. Now, these guys, interestingly enough, were talking about how people tend to age these entirely too long, and I kind of happen to agree with them.
Yeah.
So in any event, this is the 2010, great year, $50 a bottle, which for that kind of wine is not bad. The Domaine Galvin. Much more overall rustic style. I've talked about her L'Esprit de Vin Côte du Rhône on a number of occasions. I think it's probably one of the best Côte du Rhônes on the market. Her quote-unquote regular Côte du Rhône is going to sell for about $16 a bottle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Costs are quite nice. She has a lovely Châteauneuf-du-Pape, which is 90% Grenache, 10% Mourvèdre. Got wonderful reviews all the way across the board, and it's dynamite. Domaine Galvin fires on all cylinders.
What would that be selling for?
That's about $50 a bottle as well.
Wow.
Wow. So good value.
Yeah, a portrait of two different styles, and this is why I love the Rhone so much. They're great wines. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.